Of course you know that.
Fuck you. That's what this is all about, isn't it? You thought you saw a white woman blowing a black man. That just drove you little cracker ass crazy.
Will you just shut your fucking mouth? I listen to your husband, ma'am. Put your legs open. Now, do you have any guns or knives or anything I might get stuck with?
We're at a cocktail dress. What do you think?
Surprise some of the places I found weapons.
He's clean.
What do you think we should do about this, Mr. Thayer? My partner and I just witnessed your wife performing fellatio on you while you were operating a motor vehicle. That's reckless endangerment, which, incidentally, is a felony. And we can charge your wife here with lewd conduct and performing a sexual act in public. And you say you're a block from home. Now, we could use our discretion and let you go with a warning. Or we can cuff you and put you in the back of the car. What do you think we should do, sir?
Look, we're sorry. And we would appreciate if you just let us go with a warning, please.
Man's apologizing, Tommy. I think we can let him go. Don't you?
Yeah.
All right. You can go. You folks drive safe now, huh? Tommy.
It won't close.
Mohkam bekeshesh. I can do that.
Dad, you couldn't even get it open.
Have respect to your father. Give me the gun.
Here. Now you can shoot anybody you want.
Dory, that man could have killed your mother. You think I should let crazy people do what they want to us?
It won't close.
Boshe, omadam.
Dory June, you should be at work.
چرا وایسادی بر سر کار دیگه؟ وایسادم اینجا.
Who are you calling?
I don't want to put their asses, sons of bitches.
You actually believe they're going to take anything you have to say seriously?
Do you have any idea how that felt? To have that pig's hands all over me? And you just stood there. And then you apologized to him?
I mean, what did you want me to do? Get us both shot?
They were going to shoot us on Ventura Boulevard. Pathetic.
Yeah, well, maybe you would have been satisfied with just being arrested.
Oh, I get it. Much better than letting him shove his hand up my crotch and get your name in the paper.
You know, you finally got me figured out. Because, see, that's exactly what I was worried about right there.
Oh, I wasn't. You weren't afraid that all your good friends at the studio were going to read about you in the morning and realize that, you know what, he's actually black.
You need to calm down right now.
No, what I need is a husband who will not just stand there while I am being molested.
I mean, they were cops, for God's sake. They had guns. You know what, maybe I should have let them arrest your ass. I mean, sooner or later, you gotta find out what it is really like to be black.
Fuck you, man. Like, you know. Closest you ever came to being black, Cameron, was watching The Cosby Show.
Yeah, well, at least I wasn't watching it with the rest of the equestrian team.
Yeah, you're right, Cameron. I got a lot to learn. Because I haven't quite learned how to shuck and jive. Let me hear it again. Thank you, Mr. Policeman. You sure is mighty kind to us poor black folk. You be sure to let me know next time you want to finger fuck my wife.
How the fuck do you say something like that to me?
No, fuck you.
That's good. A little anger. It's a bit late, but it's nice to see.
How's it going?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get scared or something, did you? There's no monsters in the closet, right? Because I hate monsters.
There's no such thing as monsters.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I heard a bang.
Like a truck bang?
Like a gun.
That's funny, because we moved out of that bad neighborhood. There's not too many guns around here.
How far can bullets go?
They go pretty far. But they usually get stuck in something and stop.
What if they don't?
You thinking about that bullet that came through your window? You think we should move again?
I like it here.
Me too, but if that bullet found out where we lived... Oh, hold on.
What?
I'm so stupid. How can I forget this?
What?
Nah, forget it. You ain't gonna believe me.
Tell me.
Okay. When I was 5, this fairy came into my room one night.
Right.
See, I told you you weren't gonna believe me. Okay, go to sleep now, you little rat.
Don't tell me.
Okay. So this fairy comes into my room. And I'm like, yeah, right, you're a fairy. Anyway, we're talking, you know. And she's flying all around the room, knocking down all my posters and stuff.
She was flying?
Yeah, but she had these little stubby wings. I mean, she could have glued them on, you know? Like, I'm gonna believe she's a fairy. So she said, I'll prove it. So she reaches into her backpack. And she pulls out this invisible cloak. She ties it around my neck. And she tells me that it's impenetrable. You know what impenetrable means? It means that nothing can go through it. No bullets, nothing. She told me that if I wore it, nothing would hurt me. So I did. And my whole life, I never got shot, stabbed, nothing. I mean, how weird is that? Only she told me that I was supposed to give it to my daughter on her 5th birthday, and I forgot.
Can I touch it?
Sure, go ahead.
I don't feel it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh? If you want, I can take it off and tie it around your shoulder. She told me how to do it. Unless you think it's stupid, then...
Don't you need it?
No, not anymore. So what do you think? You want it? Do you feel anything at all? Good. Then it's just right.
Do I take it off when I have a bath?
No, you leave it on all the time. Until you have a daughter, and she turns 5.